Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Lorna Jesty, and Neil Haverson. We have plenty of news items from the paper for you, and then we have a second feature about the office of Sheriff of Norwich. So plenty to listen to, and which hopefully will interest you all. First, however, we have this week's information desk, which Neil will introduce.
Hello, and first of all, thanks for the stamps to Mrs. Bob Beer and Mrs. Blomfield. Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. Cost is £17 for sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and there is no charge for the minibus. Please note all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place, and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday, 21st September.
There are still spaces if you would like to visit the University of East Anglia Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts on Wednesday the 13th of September. The minibus will leave the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10:30 a.m. and return by approximately 2:30 p.m. Lunch is available to buy in the Modern Life Cafe and donations are welcome. Join us for an audio-described talk about the living area displays, including the Sainsbury's collection works from different periods and cultures are juxtaposed, including recognised masterpieces from the European 20th century art. Artists such as Pablo Picasso, Francis Bacon and Henry Moore are displayed alongside major holdings of art from Oceania, Africa, the Americas, Asia, the ancient Mediterranean, and classical cultures of Egypt, Greece, and Rome, and medieval Europe. To book, contact Helen or Mark.
A reminder of share your thoughts. Do you have experience of living with sight loss and enjoy reading and accessing libraries? In partnership with the Reading Agency, Vision Norfolk are looking for people to help them develop their Reading Friends programme to support visually impaired people. What's involved? There are four informal group sessions, of which two have taken place. Refreshments are provided and travel expenses paid. The next sessions are 20th of September and 18th of October at the Bradbury Activity Centre, from 1:30 to 3 p.m. For more information, call Helen or Mark.
Norwich Creative Writing Group is very friendly and open to all styles of writing. It meets between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday the 19th of September. Friday, September the 8th from 12:30 p.m. a speaker from the Citizens Advice Bureau explaining the work they do in giving advice on a wide range of subjects, including but not limited to benefits, work, debt and money, consumer rights, family housing, law and courts, immigration and health. The meeting of the Norwich Macular Group will start at 12 noon. If you have macular degeneration, why not come along then and enjoy the first meeting? On Monday the 11th of September, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m, the Optelic and Enhanced Vision Group will be demonstrating their latest low vision aids at our Norwich Hub. Joining them will be Sally Ann Nicol from Blind Veterans, previously known as St Dunstan's. Blind Veterans is a charity that assists ex-members and members of the armed forces who are suffering sight loss. If this applies to you, why not come along and have a chat with Sally Ann and see what blind veterans can do to help you. Some of the biggest inquiries Vision Norfolk receives now regard tech gadgets, things like mobile phones, tablets, iPads and computers. To help answer these inquiries, we will be staging a series of drop-in sessions at our Norwich Hub. These sessions will each last about 2 hours, with 20-minute workshops, where clients can hopefully get help and information regarding their techie questions and problems. The first of these sessions will be on Monday the 25th of September from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m.
Following on from the very successful quiz and chips earlier in the year, we have planned the next one for Thursday, 5th October. Chips from 1:15 and the quiz will start at 2 p.m. sharp. This will be an inter-hub quiz with King's Lynn and Great Yarmouth joining us via the internet. We have a fantastic trophy for the winning hub, Norwich of course, and teams will be made up of four players. The teams will be made up on the day, so don't worry if you're coming along on your own. For more information on any of the above listings, please contact Richard Poley, 01603 573000, extension 322. Or email richard.polley@visionnorfolk.org.uk. Temporary traffic management for improvements to the Heartsease roundabout area, Norwich, including temporary road closures on Harvey Lane, Plumpstead Road East and Margeston Avenue. Work will start on or soon after Monday the 11th of September at the Heartsease five-way roundabouts. So this is to improve the safety of the area for those walking, cycling and using wheelchairs or pushchairs. The existing roundabout has a poor safety record and there are no designated crossing facilities. Improvements will include changing the alignment of the roundabout so there is only one circulatory lane around it, and so that each arm will have a single lane for entry and exit. Bus services. Buses through the area will still be running while work takes place, but will be following the diversions listed on the relevant routes. Up-to-date information about roadworks in Norfolk is available on the County Council website at www.norfolk.gov.uk/roadworks.